Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Half Shot, the Three Stars Podcast. I am Brad, and I'm here with my co-hosts, Samantha and Bill. Say hello.
Hello.
Say hello.
Speaking of saying things, in this Half Shot, we're going to discuss saying things to one person that you might not say to another person.
I don't understand.
Well, I will explain right after everyone pauses this episode to like, listen, and share.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm talking about the fact that I am a 6'4", 200-pound white dude. And you are, Samantha, not you, Bill. You, Samantha, are a 5'6" woman.
5'7".
Sorry.
Excuse you.
You, Samantha, are a 5'7" woman. And Bill is a 5'6" woman. But that people might say something to you that is wrong, rude, inappropriate, that they absolutely would not dare say to me.
Correct.
And some of those things are just rude and inappropriate things that you would say to a woman, right? Like we just said this kind of off mic, and where it was someone would say to you, Samantha, you know, you really ought to smile more.
You should go fuck yourself.
And then I said, Bill, no one would say that you should smile more.
Yeah.
And Bill said,
not if they valued their spleen.
Right. Yeah. And people know that.
That guy looks like he's got a switchblade in his pocket.
Yeah, don't say anything to him. Don't tell him to smile.
Right. So that's like just a little flirtatious thing that is not flirtatious whatsoever.
No.
But there are a lot of other things that they might say to you. Like, I'll give an example, because you had brought up one of my former coworkers, Cheyenne. I mean, she had so many instances where these things happened, but one in particular that I could think of was that, you know, Bill, you remember the wells at that job were not set up equally. So you would tend to go over to the one side that had everything. Anyway, he ordered a Kettle One something or other. And some of the stuff that she needed was on the other side of the bar. So the liquor at least was mirrored. So she went over there to pour the Kettle One, whatever it was, and then brought it back over to him. And he said, well, why did you go over there to make it? Why? Like, how do I know that you even poured Kettle One?
Oh my gosh.
How do I know that you didn't, you know, pour the well or something? Blah, 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 blah.
I mean, I'm a professional.
But... right. And I was flabbergasted that he would say such a thing to her. And then it dawned on me that, he would say it to her, but he wouldn't say it to me.
So did you?
Because my comeback would be, you're saying that I'm a liar and I'm trying to cheat you?
Yeah.
Whereas she puts off a very kindly air, and that she is, you know,
sweet
and nice and
can't just stand up for herself.
Right. So now she has definitely gotten better over the years. But at the time, she didn't. She didn't say anything. She was like, oh, well, some of the stuff that I needed was over there. And he asked her to remake it right in front of him.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know. I have mixed opinions about that situation, but it's kind of whacktastic. I mean, silly.
Another instance that I had come up, and again, this was another time that I didn't think about it, was we started to open up seating at our bar top when it had been a go through the host situation. Mm-hmm. So what happens is people then come in and they're racing to get that one seat that just opened up, and I've got two people fighting over that seat.
Throw a knife.
And whereas I would step in and I would just say, hey, whatever this issue is, and I would give the seat, or I'd be like,
cut the chair in half.
Yeah. I would figure something out. Whereas this other bartender I worked with, he was like 5'5", 5'6", and he's a small dude. And he's like, you know, when you say something to them, they're going to
listen.
He's like, when I say something to them, they don't give a fuck because I'm a little dude.
Pull your knife out, bro.
You're at the airport. Pull out your butter knife.
Yeah, I don't think we can get through security with that. Look, it really is interesting that people will say things to shorter, servers, bartenders, or female server bartenders, and they won't say things to taller server bartenders or people that are intimidating looking, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Or they would say certain things based on appearance. Your ethnicity, your appearance, mm-hmm. your sex.
Yeah. It's, you know,
height, weight.
Yeah. It's really shameful. It really is shameful because especially this day and age, like we're all under a bunch of stress, and I don't think people realize how stressful the service industry is. And you never know, that person might go postal on you. I hate to say that, but I mean, it's like, don't treat us like shit because you think that we can't hack it in the real world. And number two, don't treat people like shit because you think that they're not going to retaliate. We're coming to a point in time where all of us are past our stress level prime.
Oh yeah.
And
you can see it.
Yeah. The service industry, we're on the cusp of something huge happening. I really do. I think there's going to be a huge awakening here pretty soon. And all it takes is one person being rude to the female bartender or to the short server. And then that's it.
And then shit goes viral.
Yeah.
And then bickety bam.
Yeah.
I think that we're really seeing that already. I mean, we're like since COVID, especially because we've also got this new generation of kids children. Coming into the
industry, yeah.
Who where there's this vacuum, right? A lot of the old, like the old longtime servers, bartenders, hosts, and everything have left,
have broken. Finally.
And then, well, you know, as they got older and the service industry already had a level of like, if you didn't manage it well, then you couldn't survive it financially because, you know, if you just go your whole life without being responsible and like actually, you know, budgeting your money and whatnot, then the service industry gets more and more difficult the older you get.
Yeah.
And then, so anyway,
a
lot of the older guard has left and it created a vacuum. And now we've got a lot of younger people who are untrained in hospitality and also, you know,
really sensitive too.
They're really sensitive, but there's something that I'm learning from them. And it is, you know what? You're right. You have the right to not be treated like shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have allowed ourselves to be treated like shit in the name of hospitality.
Yeah. They just like, you know, my boomers, that generation, they are like, you're free. You have freedom of speech. You don't have freedom for like being offended. You know what I mean? Whereas like, it's kind of this younger generation is coming from the complete opposite. Is like, oh, no, you just shouldn't say dickish things to people. Like,
right.
Shame, you know, and they'll record you doing it and then they'll fucking put it all over the internet.
Yep. Yeah.
It's like publicly shaming you.
And that's where the half shot on influencers comes in.
This is a great lead in that we've been star wipe.
I agree. I think the younger generation has helped us start to turn the tables.
Yeah.
I really do. But I also think that they are a little overzealous with it because
it's like anything else.
I think there's
too much of anything.
Too much of anything. Because, you know, with the boomers, there was sexual harassment flying around 24/7.
Dude, I've spent my whole life in the service industry. What is this sexual harassment you speak of?
Right. you can't.
You're not a boomer. You wouldn't
like,
know.
That is...
Elder millennial, I think is what I am.
Saying things...
Labels are stupid.
...to certain people that you shouldn't. It didn't matter back when I was in my 20s growing up in the service industry. You know, you smack that ass. You do. You say the things... Those little cheeky, flirtatious things to whomever and whenever. And now you can't say those things anymore.
Right. Someone comes up with 2 gallons of milk and you say, hey, nice jugs.
And that could be taken inappropriately, incorrectly. And HR is knocking on your door now.
Yeah. Oh, the fuckstick general manager at my last job.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, there's a whole episode there. Why haven't we talked about this yet?
We will.
We will. We'll get there.
We will. Don't worry.
Processing still.
We're biding our time.
He claimed that a server came on to him inappropriately.
I know.
She used a statement like, you know, who do I have to sleep with to get shifts behind the bar. And that's just a colloquialism.
Yeah.
Right?
Whose dick do I gotta suck?
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's just something you say.
I say that.
And he was like, oh no, she was serious. And I was like, dude, I don't think she was. Like I was right around the corner. I heard your whole conversation.
You're not that pretty.
And well, neither was she. But but the point is like that's just something you say. Yeah. It's a figure of speech. It is not. It's not
balls
coming.
I have to fondle.
Right, exactly.
I like that one. That's a good one. I like that. So, anyways, but I mean, like, again, it goes back to we would say certain things to our, you know, certain coworkers of ours back in the day. Bless you. That we wouldn't say to another coworker. There was only like maybe one or two coworkers that you just didn't joke with that way. You just didn't flirt with that way.
You're just not cupping farts with the rookies,
right? You know? But now it's. It's the tables have turned and it's now almost all the younger kids that you can't talk to that. And there's only a couple of people now that you can joke that way with because they're of the older mentality of hospitality.
Dude, the
young
kids, like it takes me a long time to warm up to them because I just don't know what to expect.
I know. We don't.
I'll tell you,
I'm a little worried.
My son is going to have the about everything mentality. He's so good.
He's so good.
He's so good. The stuff that we will make fun of.
Man.
No, I know.
But like
but you're right. Like I'm like it's weird. It's hard. It's like two different timelines. It's not really the right word.
Well, no. Look, every generation is different than the last.
Yeah, but it's like. There's no middle ground is what I'm getting at. Like between like, you know, the ones that are long in the tooth, such as ourselves.
Sure.
Like the 20 something.
Sure. But at the same time, like, so here we are now arguing for the ability to say inappropriate things, which is a complete 180 from how we started this half shot. Which is that it's people who are willing to say inappropriate things, but also it is, there is a difference too, right? It's when there is the power struggle. It's one thing when it's a joke.
Yeah.
And it's like, another it's thing when it's
a power.
Yeah. Like
when it's mutual versus like there's some kind of transactional bullshit.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And I just think that like people out there in going about their dealings in general, like it's that you do need to be more conscious of the things that you say to someone. If you think I would say this to absolutely anyone, then you'd better start saying it to absolutely anyone.
Yeah.
And if you're not willing to say it to me, don't say it to Samantha. If you're not willing to say it to Bill, don't say it to Cheyenne. You know, like
what is it? If you can't say it twice, don't say it once.
Oh, well, that's good.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
Bill. That up. That's really good.
You can hold on to that a little.
Wait,
a little nugget right there.
If you can't say it twice, say it nice.
Don't say it once.
If you can't say it nice.
Yeah. No, I like Bill's better.
If you can't say it nice, say it twice.
But yes, it's, you know, to get back to the main point of this conversation is that, look, if you're in a power play, just don't. Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
Because if you're not going to say it to the bouncer looking bartender, don't say it to the petite male or female bartender. Just don't. Just keep your mouth shut. Like it's just,
if you wouldn't say it to the bouncer, don't say it to anyone.
Right. I mean, like, just don't. We don't need that stuff.
I couldn't imagine someone telling Socrates to smile more.
He'd
pop their head.
I know. He's such a sweetheart, too. He smiles enough.
Gentle giant.
He is.
Okay.
You know a giant named Socrates?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you not met Socrates?
I mean,
holy shit. Yeah. Okay.
Sounds like some comic book shit, man. Some Princess Bride shit.
All right, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to this half shot. Make sure that you like, listen, and share with all of your friends, especially the ones who you should say nice things to. Like, hey, listen to this amazing podcast. All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bill, I think you should smile more.
Oh, motherfucker.